Sustainable farming and ranching will be a hot topic during an upcoming meeting of the food and beverage industry. Stay tuned for Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
There never seems to be enough time in the day to get all your farm work done. You're tempted to cut corners, but doing so can put you at risk of injury or worse. I urge you to resist the temptation. Play it safe. So what if it takes a little longer? You'll live to farm another day. Farm safety is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Players in the food and beverage industry, and that includes farmers and ranchers, will gather in Minneapolis later this month for a conference that'll pay a lot of attention to making the industry more sustainable. Conference Chairman Ian Welsh.
The challenge really is balancing sustainability with farm profitability. That's been the balance since forever, but requires farm collaboration again between farmers, businesses, brands, and policymakers to make the solutions scalable and affordable.
Welsh, who appeared in a recent episode of the Farm Food Facts podcast from U.S. Farmers and Ranchers in Action, says new research points to innovations in livestock agriculture that move the sustainability needle.
Main finding is, interestingly, that nature-based interventions have better and longer-term impacts compared with technology-based interventions. They just aren't being encouraged enough.
And, says Welsh, the food and beverage industry needs to accept more responsibility for overall sustainability.
Not farmers. It needs to be the entire value chain. It's a historical wrong that it's always producers and farmers that are the ones that have to absorb the cost of change. And that's just not right. It doesn't make any sense and it doesn't work. So it needs to be very important that it's a fairly distributed cost.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.